and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Iranian officials are about to meet with representatives of Britain, France, and Germany looking for a deal regarding their nuclear program. Harlan Ullman is senior advisor to the Atlantic Council.
Negotiations with the United States are very, very unlikely. And so, therefore, this negotiation may open a path to Iran as a way of being able to improve its relations with EU. If it does, I suspect that might infuriate the Trump administration, but we're in a situation here where the administration in America is sort of lost to what it can do in terms of Iran except impose sanctions.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks. BBC's Tom Bateman reports on reaction.
I think in part this is a pressure tactic because they know that Hamas regarded this as their final response to the current proposal on the table. Clearly, the Israelis are not happy with it. And in the build-up to this announcement by Mr. Witkoff, it was clear the Americans were going to do something that they hoped would shift the dial.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met Thursday with Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
You had this day-long meeting. The Fifth Amendment was not invoked. What kind of readout will the Department of Justice give? And can they trust Maxwell, who has been accused in the past of fabricating stories, including to the feds?
Blanche says he'll have another meeting with Maxwell Friday. Lori Vallow Daybell, already serving life sentences in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest children and another person, returns to court Friday for sentencing on conspiracy convictions in Arizona. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
She has also conspired to murder her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband in Arizona. She succeeded with her husband. Those victims and the people of Arizona deserve justice, too, even though she's already serving a life sentence in another state.
The Federal Communications Commission has approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance Media. This after months of turmoil over President Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, a signature program on the Paramount-owned CBS. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Trump had sued the company, claiming a 60 Minutes interview of then-candidate Kamala Harris was edited to make one of her answers look better than it was. Paramount settled the suit for $16 million. Commissioner Ana Gomez accused the FCC of pressuring Paramount to, quote, broker a private legal settlement and further erode press freedom.
Heavy thunderstorms will extend from Maine to Kansas Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights. As we barrel towards the weekend here, great to have you with me. We are broadcasting live from Madison tonight. We are downtown in Madison, overlooking State Street here on a beautiful night here in Madison. Last night, I said a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin because my phone said that Wisconsin had pretty good weather. And I found out moments later that up in Marinette, there was a huge storm, and in Green Bay, it was terrible and people lost power. So I am not a meteorologist, Dom. That's all I'm saying.
You're not? Are you sure?
I'm not. I'll do a 5-day forecast with the best of them, but don't expect it to be accurate. Dom is filling in for Conrad tonight. Don?
Yeah.
Dom, your last name is?
Lee.
Lee, yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very Italian.
Last name.
Is it short for something?
It's no, just Lee.
Just Lee.
Very easy to write on report cards and all that stuff.
Six letters in your whole name.
That's it.
When you were in school, did you put Dominic Lee or just Dom Lee?
It was Dominic, full government name. But my parents always call me Dom.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stuck with it.
Does anybody call you D?
My prom date back in high school.
That's kind of cute. Yeah. Are you guys still in touch?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
So. It ended poorly?
Yes.
That is the voice of Dom Lee, folks. He is producing tonight. The K-Man is off. Why did Conrad have the night off? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Is he just horsing around?
I think he's just horsing around. Didn't he go to a wedding or something?
He might have had a wedding.
Maybe it was a wedding. Yeah.
I can't keep track of... I had his schedule on my Palm Pilot, and now I can't find it. So wherever Conrad is, I'm sure he's having a great night with his horseplay or whatever he is up to, his ne'er-do-wellness. But Dom Lee is filling in tonight. More than capable. You are a great producer, Dom. We worked together, was it about 3 weeks ago?
I think it was 3 weeks ago when it was pouring rain. That's right. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was the night Daryl Burnett came in here, and it looked like he just got out of the tub.
Yeah.
He got down. Oh, that's right. And then you gave he and his wife...
A ride back to his place because they...
To their car.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was a crazy night.
He was a trooper. That was a crazy night. Well, it's good to be working with you again. Let's have some fun tonight. We've got, as I mentioned before, I've been doing the show from Madison all week, folks, and still the same Nightlight, different studio and a different view out the window, but still the same old Nightlight. We are talking about things that make us happy in life, things that bring us together, like sports, entertainment, movies, TV, comedy, music. We're covering it all here on Nightlight, and we hope to help you ease into your evening over the next couple hours. So great to have you with me. We got a great question tonight. Two great guests. At 6:35, Steve Cochran will be here. Steve is a radio legend, folks. He is one of the people that I don't have many mentors because I didn't always do radio, but probably the guy I listened to the most over the last, 20 years was Steve Cochran because he's just a great radio personality. He's funny. He's insightful. Very intelligent guy. And I love having him on the show. He's been on once before. He's going to do the popcorn pick of the week tonight. So that will be fun. The popcorn pick of the week, of course, is when we give you a movie suggestion that you can check out this weekend. It's Thursday night, perfect time to give a suggestion, and we will leave you with a pick tonight that you can check out, compliments of Steve Cochran. So that's at 6:35. We do that every week. And then 7:20, one of our faves, Tim Sowers from the Overture Center here in Madison will be here. Not in person. You know why Tim's not going to be here in person, Dom?
Why?
Because Wicked is happening across the street at the Overture Center tonight.
Wow.
Tim's place of employment. And he did not want to fight traffic.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I said, of course, Tim, you will have you on the stream. I would assume he has a parking spot over there because he's the chief artistic experiences director. But
I would hope so.
Maybe he pulls like a sports event thing and rents it out to somebody. I don't know. But we'll have Tim here at 7:20. He's going to tell us about what's coming up at the Overture Center over the next couple months. They've got some great shows. One in particular, Back to the Future on stage. I'm so curious to see that. And I want to ask Tim about that one. That's the big one I want to ask him about. And also The Great Gatsby. That's another great show they have coming up there at the Overture. So we'll talk to Tim about that at 7:20. And we got a lot to get to. So let's not waste any more time. The horsing around is pretty much over. I'm excited today because I don't know this person, but I've really... The actor Carrie Coon, she's just great. I first became aware of her work. She's been working forever. She's a native Wisconsinite, attended UW-Madison, I believe. And she was Emmy-nominated for Fargo. I want to say it was season 3. But she was outstanding. And she was in this last season of White Lotus, White Lotus 3, where she played a woman who was on vacation with two of her oldest friends. And that was a very funny dynamic. For those of you that watched White Lotus 3, they all kind of got along well. And then the minute one of them wasn't around, they kind of talk about her. But at the end of the day, they were all very supportive. But it was a very funny dynamic. Carrie Coon is Emmy nominated for that role as well. So I just saw something today that said she has a 65% chance of winning that Emmy. And I don't know how they tabulate that, but... I'm pulling for her, not just because she's a native Wisconsinite. I'm a big fan of her work. She's fantastic. So something else in the news, Dom, did you watch South Park last night?
I didn't. What happened? What happened? South Park.
Okay.
You sound disappointed.
No. It was very funny. they went after the president like you would not believe.
In what way?
Well, satirical, you know, It was, I didn't see the whole episode. I was in my hotel room. I did not have access to television last night because the cable was down. However, I did see a clip on the computer and, you know, everyone thinks the firing of Stephen Colbert was political. Maybe it was. He goes after Trump on a nightly basis, but it's jokes. I mean, you know, whatever. So they let Colbert go and then they give Trey Parker and Matt Stone a $1.5 billion contract. And they do a takedown of the president like I've not seen before last night. It was hilarious. And, you know, I'm sure the president is not going to like it. But that made me think Colbert's was not political. And maybe they were losing money because what these guys did was nothing close to what Colbert had ever done toward Trump. He made jokes. All late night hosts have made jokes about any president. If you're in favor of someone getting fired for that, that's not right.
I got to see it. I got to see it now. I really do.
Zomers has the website. You can check it out if you don't have it on your colored television at home. But it's worth taking a look. Like, they do not pull any punches. Those guys are fearless, and they've taken down a ton of people. And they're pretty bipartisan for the most part. So that was interesting. We got a text last night from Bud in Janesville. Last night, Kaylin Cole was on the show. She was in studio, and she gave us a sneak preview of her new single that she's dropping tomorrow. And we listened to it together here. It was great. It was great to have her in the studio. And Bud, who is from Janesville in the 608, and he delivers papers and listens to our rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m., and he drops us a text once in a while. He says, "Hey, Pete, I knew the name Kaylin Cole sounded familiar. Rocker had her on live on Max Inc. She did the acoustic version of Mistreated Right for Rocker. It was cool to hear the song with a band. The circle is now full. Love your show, Bud from Janesville." Thank you, Bud. Yeah, she played the acoustic version on this show as well, and that's great too. But I agree with you, Bud, that when you have a whole band behind her and just... I just love the way it was composed. It was great. So it was great to have Kaylin on the show last night. And Before we get to our question of the night, Dom, I didn't know you were, you could really cut a rug. You got kind of a soft shoe.
Well,
tell us what's up.
Okay. Yes. So this past, I think 2 weeks ago, every Tuesday, I've been starting to go line dancing. And something about it. At the first week, I was like, this is just not for me. I know this is not for me. And the next thing you know, I went back this past Tuesday, and I absolutely loved it.
Really?
I don't know what it was. It was just something about it. I still don't know if it's for me, but it's just, I don't know. It gets you moving. You know, it gets the blood churning. And yeah, I really enjoy it.
It's not too
popular.
Well, it might not be. It was popular. Like I was when I remember when I was doing stand up in the 90s. After the comedy shows, at some of these smaller places, like in the sticks, they would clear the tables and they would have line dancing. People had a blast with it.
Yeah, it is really fun. I went with my girlfriend and I went with a few other friends as well.
Oh,
we all just went to a big group and it was a very enjoyable time.
Did you feel a step slow or were you able to keep up?
I felt a step slow.
Really?
I am terrible at dancing. Dancing is just not my forte. But what it is having a good time, Pete.
Yes, you and Casper and I went to Paul's that one night.
We did.
And you got carded, didn't you?
I did get carded, yes, yes. I just, I have a young face.
You do.
It's just something about it. But
Dom is actually 52 years old, folks, if you're watching on the stream. But well, that's cool. Keep us posted on the line dancing. You say it's not popular, and it's probably not as popular as it was, but it was a phenomenon for a while.
Really?
People had a blast with it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
People still do. It's a fun time.
All right, so without further ado, folks, it is Woody Harrelson's birthday. It's either today or yesterday, but in honor of Woody Harrelson, we are about to drop our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Every once in a while, we get an actor birthday where they've done so many movies that even casual fans of entertainment have seen Woody Harrelson in something. So that's our question of the night in honor of Woody's birthday. What's your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Could be Woody on Cheers. Could be TV. Could be movies. If you saw him in a play. I'm going to start and I'm going to say True Detective, season one with Matthew McConaughey. He was great. He was outstanding. And I've got another one, too. No Country for Old Men.
Good one as well.
Where he plays, I can't think of his name right now, but he gets blown away by Chigurh in a great scene where the telephone is ringing, and Chigurh just blows him away with that high-powered whatever the heck he had. And Woody Harrelson was great in that role in showing fear. He's kind of a Texas cowboy, kind of had some panache, a little swagger. And then he got around Chigurh, and he knows what a psychopath Chigurh was. And he immediately segued from, like, you know, confidence to total fear. But I love him in True Detective, too.
Carson Wells, right? Was it?
Yes,
Carson Wells. Yep, Carson Wells.
And he, in True Detective, you got to see a lot more of him. He and McConaughey were the two cops. He was more of the level-headed one. Great stuff. Do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie?
I do. I am a sucker for the Hunger Games series.
Oh yeah,
and he's in that. He was a great actor in that, and yeah, he's awesome.
The guy is in everything.
He is,
and he's one of those guys. I just saw him in Last Breath recently too, where he was like the crew leader of the divers. And it makes me think he is a good actor. There's no question. Is he one of the greatest actors of our time? Maybe, maybe not. But the amount of credits he has. And the variance of roles, people like him. People like to work with him. He's probably easy to work with. So I am a Woody Harrelson fan. I really like just about everything I see him in. So what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? You can let us know on the good old-fashioned text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app, which is very easy to use, or the stream if you're watching on X, Facebook, or YouTube. Be part of the show, folks. It's fun. We will talk about another celebrity death coming up next, and we'll read your text. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on a Thursday night in Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells me, James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. A beautiful night here, a beautiful summer night in Wisconsin, coming to you live from Madison tonight, where I've been all week, and I will be here through tomorrow night and then back up on the home court in Green Bay next week. We've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? You can answer accordingly. Pick out a role, pick out a movie, whatever you like. And we will read your text in just a moment. Hulk Hogan died. Do you know, are you familiar with Hulk Hogan?
I am. Yes, I am. Not super. I was never much into that scene. But I do know that he died. Yeah, I do know about him. Definitely.
I just looked up. It was weird. Like I do these Hollywood beats and I was going to write one about Hulk Hogan because he was a big celebrity and passed away. And it's funny when celebrities die, like I looked him up and all I could see were negative stuff. Like he said some racial stuff. Then he tried to block a union at wrestling, broke up a friend's marriage, said he played bass for Metallica, but never did. And Metallica said, no, he never did. I'm like, I don't know anything about the guy. Like, I just remember seeing him. I think he was in a Rocky movie and I don't really follow wrestling. So I didn't know much about that. He was kind of a larger than life character. I always thought he was pretty entertaining, but man, like trying to find something.
It's all negative.
It was all negative. And then Chuck Mangione passes away.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about him except that he wrote one song. It wasn't even a song. It was a tune on the trumpet. And it made the top 40. Just a guy. Wait, was it a trumpet?
I think it was. Yes.
Tom, let's go to the Google. Now I'm panicking.
Okay, let's
take a look. Misspoke. Might have been a trombone. No. But it was Feel So Good. That was his, and it was on all over the radio in the 70s. And I thought, that's impressive. If you can crack the top 40, Billboard top 40, with a tune that was just you and a piece of brass. I don't know if that's ever been done before.
Trumpet.
Maybe Kenny G. It was a trumpet.
It was a trumpet, you're right.
I thought so. Kenny G was the other one. Maybe they're the only two. I don't know. But Chuck passed away. Hulk Hogan passed away. And I don't know if this excites you, Dom. There's a new Air Bud movie.
That does excite me. That really does excite me.
Are you easily entertained?
I'm very easily entertained. That excites me.
Air Bud. The first one came out in 1997. It was a dog dunking a basketball and, you know, playing basketball. This one has to be better because, newsflash, it was not really a dog playing basketball. It was all CGI. So now the CGI is much better. It's going to look much cooler. Whether you want to see Air Bud 2 or not, it doesn't matter. And here's the weird thing. I don't mind. Hollywood just makes remakes. That's what they do. But Air Bud is basically the same story as Air Bud from 1997. A grieving boy finds a golden retriever who happens to be great at basketball. Would have loved to have been in that pitch meeting. And they become friends, and it helps him get over his grief. The new Air Bud is, you know, basically the same thing, except the grieving kid sees on a VHS tape his father's dog, and then he finds a golden retriever. I hope I'm getting this right. It's basically the same story, but he found a VHS tape of his dad.
I thought you were going to say, like, it was an actual dog dunking the basketball this time and not CGI. It's all real.
Most dogs can't even do a set shot, much less a layup or a, you know, a 360. No, dogs, let's be honest. I don't think I'm going to offend anybody. Dogs suck at basketball.
I think I can agree with that, too.
They are man's best friend, but they are horrible when it comes to hoops. They got no game. Speaking of Woody Allen, another one, White Men Can't Jump. That was a big Woody Harrelson movie. And one that I forgot, let's read some texts here. Eric from Madison, he's in the 608, says, Triangle of Sadness. I did not see that. Woody Harrelson movie. I'm going to pull that up on the old IMDb Pro. Thank you, Eric. That's great. I have not seen. Probably a lot of these I haven't seen. But Triangle of Sadness, 2022. He played the captain. And the producers would like to thank. They thanked Woody Allen. Why do I keep saying Woody Allen? Dom, do you have a bell or a buzzer? Every time I say Woody Allen, you got to buzz me.
Yeah, I could do. I mean, maybe this is right. Let's
try
see
something.
Let's see. Let's try something.
Yeah.
That works?
That works, yeah.
It's like a Family Feud. Right?
If I say Woody Allen, exactly. That's perfect. That'll keep me in line. Woody Harrelson was in Triangle of Sadness. He played the captain. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Eric. I like when people can go a little deeper, go into the weeds with some of these. It's pretty cool. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608. She says, Hi, Pete and Dominic. My favorite Woody Harrelson role is Woody Boyd on Cheers. Hard to argue with that. He was great. And I know he played like this simpleton. He was the perfect replacement for Coach, but he was great on that show. He's very funny. One of my favorite scenes is when Sam hands Woody. He says, Woody, would you count up these receipts for me? And Woody takes them and goes, there's 8 of them, Sam. And Ted Danson says, thank you, Woody. That's what I got too. Melissa, she's listening over on Willie Street here in the 608. She says, Hi, Pete, Woody as Woody in Cheers. I have a feeling that could be our front runner all night. Not just right out of the gate. He was so great in that. Thank you very much for the text, Melissa. Maybe we'll see Melissa at Atwood Fest. Jameson in Pennsylvania, he's in the 814. It says, Woody, obviously natural born killers, but shout out to A Prairie Home Companion as well as Kingpin. Yes, Kingpin, he's great in all those, Jameson. But in Kingpin, I mean, have you seen Kingpin, Dom?
I have a long time ago, man. But I have. I definitely have.
He has sex with that older woman, and then they cut to him vomiting.
What?
And her line is, I don't know what it is about sex that always makes me crap. You really loosen things up down there.
There we go.
Thank you for that trip down memory lane, Jameson. We'll get to some more of your texts coming up soon, folks. On the other side of the news, Steve Cochran, radio legend Steve Cochran, will be here. He's going to give us the popcorn pick of the week. Tim Sauer's coming up at 7:20 talking about the Overture. Center schedule, lots going on here tonight. Be part of the show, folks. Let us know what you're thinking. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. Iran state media says nuclear talks between Iran and representatives of Britain, France, and Germany have begun in Istanbul. The topic, Iran's nuclear program. Harlan Ullman is a senior advisor to the Atlantic Council.
I think that the European Union is anxious to see if it can do a deal, some kind of deal with Iran. Obviously, it would like to have access to Iranian oil, and also it would like to see situations in the Gulf region be tempered in so that the danger of conflict is reduced.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met yesterday in Tallahassee with Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. David Oscar Marcus is Maxwell's attorney.
We want to thank the Deputy Attorney General for being so professional with all of us and for meeting with us. He took a full day and asked a lot of questions.
There will be another meeting today. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains. Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feel So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday will be in Oshkosh talking to County Executive Gordon Hintz, UWO Provost Ed Martini, and State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Back to Nightlight. I don't know your sign language yet, Dom. I don't know if you're telling me to talk or shut up or leave the building.
I didn't even know what I just did right there, too. Thank God, yeah.
You think you're line dancing, but that you don't use your hands for that. God, doing something over there. That is Dom Lee, folks. He's filling in for the K-Man tonight, coming to you live from Madison. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are talking about all the things that make us happy in life, movies and TV and comedy and music, and we've got a great show tonight. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center across the street will be here at 7:20 to talk to us about upcoming events. They've got some great shows. Wicked is happening tonight. That's why I had trouble parking. But right now, this is exciting. I am about to welcome a guy who I have a great deal of respect for and admiration for. He's probably someone I've heard on the radio more than anybody over the last 20 years. And he is a radio legend. He's worked all over the country, primarily in Chicago on WGN and WLS. And he's also done some stand-up comedy. He's been in a movie. I think he can weld and maybe even do nails. We'll see. But he's a true Renaissance man, Mr. Steve Cochran. Hey, buddy.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, no. You're driving, Steve. I don't want to be responsible for something horrible.
No. My wife is driving.
Oh, perfect.
We're on the way to Minneapolis. Now, she's been drinking. No, of course she hasn't.
That'll get you there
she's
faster.
She's driving, and my giant head is in the passenger seat. Now, one quick note.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of producers through the years. I know the hand signals completely. An hand signal to shut up and get out of the building. If you want, I'll hang around after the show and I'll show that to you. I've seen it many times.
I'm sorry. I know you have, and I don't understand that, but I guess that's the nature of the business. I haven't been around long enough yet to experience that, but I'm sure I will have.
Have you never been fired?
I haven't been doing radio that long. I had a OnlyFans page, Steve, that was tearing it up, and then I ended up in radio. So I guess I'd go back to that, but yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I suspect it will at some point.
I liked your work on OnlyFans. That was the thing where people could tell you what clothing to put on.
Yeah, it turns out there's a market for people who want to watch, you know, a middle-aged guy just sit naked and put on his socks and kind of mosey around his apartment. It's just there's a fetish for everything. I don't get it.
Internet. Yeah.
Well, you're wearing your seatbelt. I'm impressed with that, Steve. You're a good citizen.
So, sure, of course.
Yeah.
Can't be too safe.
Hey, this is great to have you here. I have to ask you, first off, do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role?
Woody Harrelson. I liked White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
And I am, you know, they used me as a test for that. It turns out it is true.
They wanted to see how little air
Woody
you got.
Harrelson, yeah. I'm drawing a blank on Woody Harrelson titles, but I like Woody in pretty much everything.
Kingpin.
Kingpin, you know, I might be the only one who didn't love Kingpin, but I got it. It was fun.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. No, that White Men Can't Jump is great. That might have been his first major movie role, aside from Cheers, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think right around the same time. And if you get a chance, I don't care if you ever saw Cheers and you see Cheers reruns, watch Cheers reruns. The cold opens are some of the best one and two joke testimonies, if you will, that you'll ever see. They're great.
Totally agree. And I loved Coach, but Woody, that was a great replacement. That was just brilliant.
And George Wendt, you know, was kind of the subject of most of this. I knew George for a lot of years in Chicago. And when the Blackhawks were on that 3 Stanley Cup run in 6 years, I did a lot of the on ice in between period stuff. So George was in town a lot. And they had him on the ice to shoot the puck, which is, you know, a game they would play. They'd have the hot girl, they'd have the civilian, and then the celebrity. And George was a big fella.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going back 15 years now. And George leaned over to me and he said, "When I shoot, I'm going to fall down." He said, "When I fall down, fall on top of me so it looks like a bit." Great dude, though, man.
Did you?
So funny and a great guy. Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
You must have had a blast just doing radio in Chicago with access to all those great Chicago actors, comedians, everybody. I mean, sure. What a time that must have been for you.
Yeah, the 90s in particular. It's funny because the 90s, especially being on the Loop, which was one of the great personality stations in the country in the 90s. And then GN as well, because everybody came through, did GN. But yeah, no, listen, nothing but fun. Nothing but
yeah.
Fun. Well, you are lucky. I've never worked. I've never had a real job.
No, I haven't either. I somehow I keep fooling people, but you've made it to the. I mean, you were a stand. We have that in common. I was a stand up in the 90s, and I know you did stand up. I think you still do sometimes. But you
We have some shows.
Yeah, and you have.
Yeah, we got some shows coming up. As a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Where are you going to be working?
The Copley Theater in Aurora in November. And I'm doing a thing in Chicago. And this is something you ought to do in Milwaukee in particular, but it's called Steve Cochran Talks to the Legends. And it would be a nice tribute to you, I suppose, as well in the first year since he passed. Yeah. But basically, you take the legends of Chicago. First one's going to be a sportscaster here, which a lot of folks there may know, Mark Giangreco.
Sure.
And I'm going to sit down with Mark because there's 1,000 sports stories in the Windy City, and he covered every one of them.
How about that?
And he's a very funny dude. He's got great stories. Tom Skilling, who started in Milwaukee. Tom Skilling is going to be number 2 on this list. But these live podcast shows, it's kind of a good way for us to steal a little more money.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. So, hey, can we talk? Do you mind talking a little popcorn, movie snacks?
Fun it when you do this.
Fantastic. Okay, so Steve Cochran is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. How do you like to watch movies, Steve? Do you like to go to the theater or watch at home?
I prefer the theater, and my wife knows all my moves, so that's, you know, when I reach to stretch and put both arms out and then leave the arm around her and take the other arm down, I'm smooth like that. But no, I still like going to the movies. It's weird, though, right? Because since COVID, you go to the movies, you feel like you're doing something no one else is doing, and not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I've been in a movie several times over the last 2 years where I was the only one in the theater. And part of the reason I like going...
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is weird. And a couple times I pulled my phone out and I was kind of upset with myself because that's why I do that at home. I don't want to have to do that in the theater, you know, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not against sitting in a recliner watching a movie at home, but the shared experience, it's like stand-up, right?
Right.
And stand-up, you get the immediate feedback of the crowd. You want to be in a crowd. You want to be in a crowd when they're laughing and stuff. I think what I don't understand, though, is the horror movie thing. There seems to be a law now. Every week you got to have a Marvel movie and you got to have a horror movie. And I'm not a horror guy. Do you like the horror?
I talk about the box office, well, nightly, and every week I do this rundown, and I cannot believe how many horror films over the last year. There's 2 opening this week.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll watch them, but it's not my favorite genre, for sure. What's yours, Steve? What kind of movies do you like?
I mean, you can just flip on CNN. You flip on CNN, you wait for Trump, you got plenty of horror. What do you need to go to the theater for?
He does tend to get his share of coverage. Yeah, what's your favorite movie?
I love comedy. Yeah. There's not enough of it anymore.
I agree.
Maybe the favorite movie of all time for me, and it's still on quite a bit, but I'll watch 1 minute of it. I'll watch an hour of it. I'll watch the whole thing. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my God.
Blazing Saddles may be the greatest film ever made.
Love it. And people always say you couldn't do a movie like that now. You can.
It's true.
It might not play in the theater, a wide release, but do you think the pendulum is swinging back where you can be a little more Blazing Saddle-y? Have you seen that?
I think only if it's like that guillotine swinging axe thing. I think that's the only thing that could be swinging. The audience is incredibly sensitive. You know, that's going to take a while to change.
Right.
But I don't know. The industry doesn't respect comedies the way it did. You know, I think Will Ferrell could probably still get a comedy made, but I don't know how many people could even open a comedy at this point.
I was just talking about this yesterday, and I, you know, when I lived in L.A., we, my partner Greg Gliana and I sold a few movies. Only one of them got made. I know for a fact none of them will ever get made now, unless Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler wants to do it. But even Adam Sandler's movie, Happy Gilmore 2, went right to Netflix. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was straight to Netflix. Not even a consideration of putting it in the theater. And he's got such a base, you know, a core audience. You think he would have sold plenty of tickets.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, and it's not an old guy thing. I just think there's a lot of people missing out on good conversation movies and good comedies, and they're just not getting made.
Steve, what's your favorite movie snack? When, like, let's say when you're in the theater, what do you go for and what do you do at home?
You know, for a long time, probably into the 90s, I was a snow caps guy.
Okay. Love snow caps.
Not, and by the way, not made with real snow.
or caps for that matter.
Or caps for that matter. But snow caps are good. You know, I mean, it's not exciting, but popcorn and Coke Zero will get it done.
Oh, sweet.
But I'm blessed to have three. We are blessed to have three crazy great grandkids, a 9 and a 5-year-old. The older ones took them to a movie a couple of weeks ago. $100 for the tickets and the snacks. And the snacks, you're talking about a couple of drinks. You know, they want the Sour Patch Kids, which I believe are $79.50. and the popcorn, and you know, if the food wasn't such high quality, it would be annoying.
Right.
But the price of snacks is insane. At home, whatever's available. But yeah, in a movie theater, snow caps. I'm going to stick with the snow caps. So they're getting harder to find.
Yes, they are. Like Goobers and Raisinets. It's tough. It's almost like you need a throwback movie theater. Do you shush people, Steve, in the theater, or do you just give them a look if they're talking?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
No, I will tell you to shut up. I will tell you to shut up. I'm not even that nice about it. It's like, hey, you want to talk? Go outside. And
this isn't your living room.
I'm a big enough dude, and with this face, you know, it's not the kind of face you just don't know. Is he normal?
Right.
Is there something wrong with him? You don't know.
Nowadays, if you're willing to tell someone to shut up, they have to assume you could be crazy because nobody does that anymore.
Right. Be very careful. So yeah, I don't like the talking in the theater. Of course not. Don't talk. Go outside.
Right. I think we're ready for your pick, Steve. You may have already given it. If your popcorn pick of the week was Blazing Saddles, that's fine. But was that your pick, or do you want to give a different one?
See, this is tough. This is tough. Can I just do a quick decades thing with you?
Can you do a what?
A quick decades thing with you? Can I give you that?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
70s Blazing Saddles, right?
Yeah, okay.
80s The Big Chill.
Nice.
Oh, a movie called Sneakers. Do you remember Sneakers?
Oh, we lost you there for a second, Steve. I got you back. Sneakers, yes. Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, we got a signal.
I can hear you now.
Robert Redford and...
there was a younger guy.
Yeah, and it was great. It's a great little movie.
I forgot about that.
And River Phoenix. River Phoenix.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was River Phoenix. And then in the 2000s, you know, Anchorman. The first Anchorman was such a cool surprise. It was hysterical.
I love it. Can we do, we got to do a really quick break, Steve. Can we come back with you? Can you hang on?
Yeah, good. Go.
All right, fantastic. We are coming right back. Steve Cochran did something a little different, folks. We got a...
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night as we broadcast live from Madison this week. We'll be back up on the home court in Green Bay next week. Great to have you with me. We've got Tim Sowers coming up at 7:20. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? I said True Detective and No Country for Old Men. Our guest at the moment, radio legend Steve Cochran, says White Men Can't Jump. We are on with Steve now. Steve, and if he shushes you in a theater, folks, err on the side of caution and just button it, because you don't know if Steve is crazy or not, right? I mean, you could probably open a can of whoop-ass,
right,
Steve.
Right, yeah. That's exactly right.
So this is great, Steve. Those are great picks. I like how you did it by decades. I have to share this with you. I don't know if I did this last time you were on, but I was a guest on your show a couple times, and once I was promoting a film I had made called The Godfather of Green Bay, and my mom and dad were with me, yep. And that was when WGN looked out over Michigan Avenue, and my dad was out there, and he had like this pith hat on, and you said, your dad looks like he's about to do a mob hit, which thrilled my dad because he's as far as from mafia as you can get.
Right.
It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Right, right, right. That studio was exceptional. That Street Studio.
Yeah.
That was one of the great studios of all time.
I go there a lot. It's my hometown. I go back to Chicago a lot. It's not even there anymore. The last time I went by, what did they do? Why did they do that?
They sold the building and took it to condo, high-end condos. Because, you know, we don't have enough of those.
Oh, my God. That's awful. I want to ask you something. As someone who I consider a mentor and someone I look up to, not just in radio, as a man, Steve.
Good call by you. No other men available, clearly. Go ahead.
You had you're adopted, and you had your birth mom on the show once, which I think is so cool. And you've done some great things over the years. Have you ever done anything like that or something similar that just totally went south?
It's a good question. No, not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's been a few close calls.
Okay.
But yeah, my birth mom listening as I described that I was going to do a search for her and my dad. That whole period of time was crazy. My birth mom is now 85 and a half.
Mm.
And she just had successful valve surgery.
Nice.
She got a cow valve. She wanted a pig valve, so she's a little bitter. And
insurance didn't cover it. Like,
yeah, right. It was an upgrade. And she's doing great. My sisters are great, and got a couple of nieces that are great. We're blessed. We really are.
That's fantastic.
I got a good radio story for you, though, because this doesn't necessarily drive what we're talking about. But in the days in the 80s and 90s of giving away big stuff, you know, cash, cars, trips, that was the thing. In the 80s, I'm in Baltimore, and the station was struggling a little bit. We were starting to gain some ground, but they cut a deal with a car dealership to give away a new car. And it was a license plate game. And the interns had to go out and literally handwrite pre-internet hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of license plates. And eventually, over the course of several weeks, you would reveal the license plate of the car. And if you could identify the full license plate by the guesses that have been made, you win the car. So I was supposed to get this dummy list that would start the game. And on the first morning of the first day of the contest, they gave me the winning plate. And it's more complicated to explain, but just know this. We gave away the car in 24 minutes, and it was scheduled to be a 3-month promotion.
What did a head roll for that? Whose air was that?
Yeah, well, you know, they needed me. I didn't blame anybody because I was the one that said the stuff on the air. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Funny.
But, yeah, you don't want to give away the big event in 24 minutes.
That's a lot of filler you have to come up with for the next 3 months.
Right.
Hey, Steve, we got about a minute and a half left. You were in Grumpy Old Men. What was that like? Did you get to meet Jack Lemmon and or Walter Matthau? Oh, no. Did Steve freeze?
I think he...
Am I back?
Oh, there he is.
There
we
he
got
is.
You
I'm
now,
back?
Steve. Yeah.
All right, real quick. Yes is the answer. I hung out with Jack Lemmon for a week. The coolest guy ever. Oh, and man. Margaret kissed me on the cheek. Burgess Meredith, every time I met him, was the first time. Hey, kid, you in the picture? Every day. Walter Matthau was wanting to pretend that he was drunk and I was helping him, but he was actually drunk. So it was a great experience.
That is awesome.
Hey, conferenceshow.com for everything, if you don't mind. YouTube, live from my office. You're going to be on my podcast soon, but thanks for having me.
Steve, you're the best. Thank you so much. Drive carefully and have a great weekend in the Minneapolis, as they say.
Sure will. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. That's Steve Cochran, folks. You can find Steve anywhere online. Follow him on his socials. He's great. And I truly mean that. He's a great mentor to people in radio. He's a phenomenal radio personality. So thank you very much, Steve. And that was very interesting the way he did the popcorn pick of the week. We've never done it like that. One movie for every decade. I love that. All right. We're going to do the news, and then we're coming back for Act Two. We're going to talk a little more about Woody Harrelson. Read your texts. Dom might do a little bit of line dancing if the mood catches him.
I wouldn't plan on it. So
okay. Stretch out just in case. All right. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We still got a minute.
What?
We still got 1 minute.
Oh, the clock is different here, Matt. Oh, my God. What am I? All right, Dom, start line dancing.
Okay, I'm going to start line dancing. All right? No, I'm not doing that.
Let's read it. Well, let's bang out one of these texts because Cam texted, but sometimes Cam, I can't read that, Cam. Cam made a couch potato t-shirt, which I was very thankful for from Cam. 920 says, Woody Harrelson. Hey, Mitch, Hunger Games. That's a good one. Forgot he was in all those, too. All right, now it's time to go. And we're coming back. Uh-huh. After intermission for Act Two, Tim Sowers here at 720, some Woody Harrelson talk, and maybe a surprise. So don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump leaves for Scotland this morning amid the ongoing scandal about the Jeffrey Epstein files, the Justice Department's latest bid to learn more. Correspondent Jared Hill.
New insight into the first meeting between Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and the Deputy Attorney General. David Marcus is her lawyer.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer.
Today, Deputy AG Todd Blanche is back with a convicted sex trafficker, posting the DOJ will share more of what they learn at the appropriate time.
Maxwell serving 20 years at a federal prison in Tallahassee. President Trump toured the renovation at the Federal Reserve with the chairman, Jerome Powell, the man he's referred to as a numbskull and a disaster. The president called him out on the cost of construction.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion.